Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
What's up, everybody? It's me, it's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again with another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio, New York City and worldwide, on the top three podcasting platforms, that is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. Once again, the show that I plan to discuss with you and the information that I was going to share on dating is going to be put on the back burner this week because we continue to have the same conversations within our community. We continue to have the same traumas and triggers. Every time you turn on the television, it shows that we're killing each other. Or we're being killed by predators within our own homes, within our communities, or, and most important of all, being hunted by the people who are supposed to serve and protect us and our communities. And unfortunately, we have to continually add names to that long list of names of individuals that were killed by the police. The latest one being Tyre Nichols. He was a 29-year-old black man who was hospitalized after he was arrested right after the new year. In fact, 7 days into 2023. And on January 10th, he succumbed to his injuries that he sustained at the hands of 5 police officers. But not just any police officers. These were police officers that looked like him. 5 black men who, through their own body cam footage, dispelled the lie in the narrative that they tried to put out there as to the reason why Mr. Nichols ended up in the hospital after a freaking traffic stop. Now, I'm going to tell you full disclosure going forward. If you don't like any explicit language, I know as I talk about this, I know I'm going to be dropping some words, an F-bomb. I don't know. But I know that this entire situation is extremely traumatizing. And trying to, every time you turn around, you see it. So I want to read the timeline. I want to read the timeline, and the reason why I want to read the timeline is because it shows you justice and how swift it can be when it wants to be. So on January 7th, at 8:30, the officers pulled over a vehicle suspected for reckless driving. A quote-unquote confrontation occurred between the officers and the vehicle's owner, or driver, which was later identified as Mr. Nichols. He fled on foot. This is according to the police officers. And the officers apprehended him, and a quote-unquote another confrontation occurred, resulting in his arrest. An ambulance was called to the scene of the arrest. After he complained, Mr. Nichols complained of shortness of breath. He was transported to a nearby hospital in critical condition. Now, listen to that. A confrontation, quote unquote, between officers and the driver, later identified as Nichols, who fled on foot. That was the first confrontation from just being pulled over for, quote unquote, reckless driving. Once he ran and they apprehended him, there was, quote unquote, another confrontation resulting in his arrest. And then they called the ambulance. Well, why did they call the ambulance if they arrested this man? Because he was complaining of shortness of breath. They transported him to a hospital in critical condition. What the actual F? I'm going to be good for right now. You heard it on my tongue, though. That was on January 7th. January 15th, which was Martin Luther King's actual birthday, we celebrated it on the 16th. Following the traffic stop, the officers involved were relieved of duty from the 7th through the 15th. What's that, 8 days? 8 days. Justice is swift and sure. Everybody's excited. Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, Tamir Rice, Breonna Taylor, Sandra Bland. How long did it take those officers to receive punishment? Did it take 8 days? Or did it take years, months of investigation? 8 days. According to the chief of police, they said after reviewing various sources of information involving the incident, I found that it's necessary to take immediate action. The department needed to follow required procedural process before disciplining or terminating government civil servant employees. In the days after Nichols' death, his family's attorney, we all know Benjamin Crump, repeatedly voiced their desire for the release of the body cam and surveillance footage of the traffic stop. Crump said, this kind of in-custody death destroys community trust if agencies are not swiftly transparent. January 18th. The Department of Justice said a civil rights investigation has been opened into the death of Tyre Nichols. He was tragically killed a few days after he was involved in an incident where Memphis Police Department officers used force during his arrest. That's from the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Tennessee. January 20th, officers named and fired. What's the difference? They were black. Chauvin put his knee on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes. 9 minutes. In 2020, he didn't even go to court until October 2021 and wasn't convicted until 2022. 2 years. This is 13 days from arrest to being relieved of duty. Not administrative leave. Not administrative leave, suspended leave with or without pay. Immediately they were fired. The difference is they forgot that they were still black regardless of them wearing blue. See, they thought that blue was going to save them. The last thing you think about as a black man being pulled over by another black officer or several black officers is that they're going to beat the shit out of me because I choose to run. Now, I know the stories. I have a lot of friends that are police officers, a lot. And ladies, I'm just going to give you an FYI. It's a lot of law enforcement and first responders on these dating apps. They did an internal investigation. They identified and fired the 5 officers involved in the traffic stop due to their violation of multiple department policies. They were terminated for failing in their excessive use of force, duty to intervene, and duty to render aid. The egregious nature of this incident is not a reflection of the good work of our officers with integrity every day. 13 days. It took them 13 days. Now, everyone has been trying to get me to watch this video, and I, absolutely refuse. The way in which, and it has not shown up on my social media platforms, because the way in which I have my social media platform set up, I have it set up to filter out anything that I'm going to deem offensive or shocking or anything that I don't want to pop up in my timeline that is going to shock me. So I have it filtered out and it'll come up and it'll say this shows this is the content is sensitive and you have chosen not to see content such as this. I've even filtered it out for certain animals I don't like, reptiles and spiders and things like that. I don't want to see those things. Images of those are terrifyingly shocking to me, and I choose not to see a video of an individual being beat. George Floyd was traumatic enough. I never want to see that again. But all I can see is George Floyd could have been my father, my brother, my nephews, my cousins, my uncles, the men that I interact with, the men that I date, could have been anybody. My boys from high school. That image of that man, I can put any face of any man in my life on that man. It is terrifying. It is terrifying. You think about that. These men were fired immediately, but the officers in all of those other murders that I discussed were given administrative leave. And I don't know what it is about police officers. I don't know. My friend and I, we were discussing the other day about how fragile the male ego is. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if they were bullied in high school. I know a lot of police officers that are extremely aggressive. Like they have that badge and they want to lord it over you. I have this badge. I'm authority. I'm an authoritarian figure. But they do it as a point of, I don't know, as a way to avenge all of the wrongs that they felt that they was done over the years. That's Sassy's personal feeling about a lot of these bitch ass police officers out here that do things like this. Now, I can see you getting mad because they ran. Because now your fat ass has to run. But it's your job. And if you're that much of a goddamn punk, when it comes to dealing with a black man, then you're in the long fucking line of work. Period. End of story. The minute they see us, they weaponize our skin. And to have your own skin weaponized against you by people who fucking look like you, it's madness. It's frustrating. The inhumane way. And I didn't look at the video. I'm hearing people tell me about the video. I saw this man picture laying in a hospital bed from a traffic stop. If your ego is that fragile, if you're that feckless of an individual that you fold under pressure, you're in the wrong line of duty, the long, wrong line of work. The police are supposed to de-escalate situations. And in every one of these situations that we see on television, we see nothing but escalation instead of de-escalation. And it's done with impunity. With a smirk on their face. Like they have the right to do that. And I'm going to tell you on everything that I love black people, I'm going to tell you this shit. We are too fucking forgiving in our community. Oh, the Christian thing to do is to forgive them and let God handle it. Yes, that's true. But Sassy, the way my brain is set up, the vengeance that I have, if this was one of my relatives, I want your family to suffer for fucking generations. I want your children's 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 children to suffer. This was a deliberate action. This wasn't an accident. An accident, you can say you can forgive them because it is an accident. They didn't set out to do this. These men deliberately set out. Once that boy ran, their first thought in their mind was, I'm going to fuck him up. And the body cam proves it. Their language, their mannerisms, their body language, the words coming out of their mouth proves everything. And then you'll have people, you know, the people in the background. Well, Sassy, what about black on black crime? What the fuck about it? Asians kill Asians, Hispanics kill Hispanics, whites kills whites, Muslims kills Muslims. Within your own community, that is where the crime is going to be. We are the only ones that is on the news that are under a microscope for every goddamn thing that we do. They killed 8 Asian women in an Atlanta nail shop. 2 fucking weeks later, there was an Asian hate crime bill. We can't even get anti-lynching passed. 2 weeks. And it's Asian on Asian crime, but it's not on the news. It's white on white crime, but it's not on the news. You know what's on the news? Muslims, black people, Hispanics, the boogeymen. Because as a group, if one Muslim does something, all Muslims do it. If one Hispanic does it, all Hispanics do it. And if one black person does it, all black people do it. It's the narrative, the stereotype that people are feeding into. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of turning on the television and every goddamn time I turn it on, this is what you see. I'm tired of this shit happening. What are we going to do about it? How do we even get to a solution to this problem? I feel helpless. I feel lost, confused, sad, traumatized, so many emotions. And then have a conversation within the family when I have my niece terrified to allow her sons to be kids. Because recently in Baltimore, kids left the campus of a school and went to Popeyes and ended up getting shot. Being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Terrified to let her boys be boys. Because a group of black boys is automatically deemed as a gang. And they put a negative connotation on it. They don't see the fact that these are A and B students. That these are honor students and athletes. They see their color of their skin. So they're not able and allowed to socialize. Because of shit like this. The fear of letting them go. Knowing that she has to, but the fear literally keeps her up at night. Every time they go to the movies with friends, if they go to a football game or a basketball game, every time. And you don't rest. And I don't have kids. Those are my babies. I got a niece putting all over social media, traveling all over the world. I want her to stop it. But they grew up in social media. They put everything out there. There is a real fear. And the more I see stuff like this, the more we have to pray and cover these men. We have to. They're going to the store to get milk. And losing their life. Because they ran a red light. Or a stop sign. Or because they drive a big fancy car and you don't think they should. Or because they live in a neighborhood that may have a gate or may have a high dollar residential area. The people that worked their asses off to be able to afford certain things, and because they have it and you think they shouldn't, that warrants you pulling them over. We constantly keep adding names to this list. I'm sorry, I'm overly emotional. But we have to hug our loved ones. We have to hug our loved ones. And I'm going to ask for those of you that are listening, just listen. Please don't riot. We can protest all day long. Please don't loot. Please don't riot. Don't burn shit up. Because that's going to bury the story of how they brutally killed this young man. And the story is going to be all about Black people rioting and tearing down their community. I'm just as mad and upset and angry and traumatized and saddened and hurt. And it's just a myriad of emotions that I'm going through right now. But I'm asking you. I'm asking you. Please don't let what's going on get you to that point of you wanting to be destructive. And I understand it. And I know that you want to tear shit up and you got to let that rage out. But for everything that we have within us, we really and truly have to do our level best, not only in this incident, because unfortunately and sadly, and I don't even want to speak it into existence, but it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. And these five black men that brutally beat this young black man, for whatever reason, have now just, and this is what people don't understand, and I'm going to say this because it's important to me and my family. They have just tarnished their family name. Whether they believe it or not, they really tarnished their family name. So we need to figure out, as a black community, as a melanated collective, what's the solution to mitigate risk like this? Is there a solution? I know we talk about defunding the police, but I don't think that's the solution. But all I know is that I'm tired of being traumatized. That is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. I will talk to you in a week. Live every moment. Laugh every day. Love beyond words. And again, like I said, hug your loved ones close. And my prayers and condolences go out to Tyree Nichols' family.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.